So as I mentioned, the vision of Radiant Springs Church is to lead, love, and connect people to a life-changing relationship with Christ.
Como estaba diciendo en el principio, nuestro método de esta congregación es para liderazgo, amar y reconectar con unos a los otros.
And so we have it on the wall.
Entonces la tenemos en la pared ahí atrás.
But more importantly, we want it in here.
Pero lo más importante lo queremos en el corazón.
And so I just want to highlight a few people that have come to know Christ or been part of the church that
is. Entonces quiero darle este lugar a estas personas que han puesto todo su esfuerzo para liderar aquí.
Yeah, that just exemplifies that we're fulfilling our vision.
Son un ejemplo de que estamos logrando nuestros métodos.
Okay. Amy and Cammy, if you come here, come over this way. And so Cammy is part of both congregations. She drums for us in the English service.
Cammy es parte de ambas congregaciones, la de inglés y de español. Ella toca la batería.
And she also attends the Hispanic service.
Y también atiende a la iglesia hispana.
And she is part of the high school.
Y ella es parte de la escuela alta, la high school.
But Cammy, how did you become part of this church?
Cammy, ¿cómo te convertiste parte de esta iglesia?
Make sure it's on. There we go. Okay.
That's a good question.
Es una buena pregunta.
So I have a friend.
Tengo una amiga.
Valentina.
Valentina.
So she told me about the church.
Ella me dijo sobre esta iglesia de español.
And then I met Amy.
Y luego conocí a la pastora Amy.
So she is my teacher.
Ella era y es mi maestra.
And then she told me like, my husband and I, we are pastor. We have a church.
Y ella me dijo que su esposo y ella tenían una iglesia.
So then I came with Valentina.
Entonces vine con Valentina.
And then now I'm really happy to be here.
Y ahora estoy muy agradecida por estar aquí.
Amy, how did you kind of get to know Cammy?
Amy, ¿cómo conociste a
Cammy? So my memory of that's just a little bit different.
Mi recuerdo sobre esto es un poquito diferente.
So last school year, not this school year, but last school year, I was really struggling.
El año pasado yo estaba por cosas difíciles.
She's gonna make me cry.
Me va a hacer llorar.
Because my heart is for ministry and my heart is for the church, but I was frustrated that I was working a job that took so much of my time that I felt like I didn't have enough time for church things.
Mi corazón estaba pasando por un problema muy grande porque era difícil para mí estar en la congregación y en el ministerio porque también mi trabajo tomaba mucho de mi tiempo.
So at the beginning of that school year, I prayed to God. I said, "All right, God, this is it. You have to show me why I'm here."
En el principio del año, yo le pedí a Dios que me enseñara por qué yo debería de estar aquí.
And I think God knew that I was at about the end of my rope.
Y
and he was
creo
merciful.
Que Dios sabía que yo ya estaba al tope de lo que yo quería hacer.
And so one day I saw Cammy sitting with her computer open and she had a scripture verse on her computer.
Y de ahí un día yo pasé por el lado de Cammy y vi el fondo de su pantalla, de su computadora, y vi que tenía un versículo de la Biblia.
And so I asked her, "Where do you go to church?"
Y le pregunté, "¿Dónde vas a la iglesia?"
And she said, "I don't go to church. I'm the only Christian in my family."
Y ella me dijo, "Yo no voy a la iglesia. Yo soy la única cristiana en mi familia."
So I said, "Well, I have somebody that you need to meet." And I introduced her to Valentina.
Y yo le dije, "Yo quiero que conozcas a alguien." Y le introduce a Valentina.
Because I knew that as a public school teacher, I couldn't really invite Cammy to church, but a friend could invite her to church.
Porque yo sabía que yo no le podía invitarla a la iglesia por ser maestra en escuelas públicas, pero sí le podía invitar una amiga.
And over the last year, Cammy has blessed me in ways that are amazing. You just can't even imagine.
Y en el último año, Cammy me ha bendecido en unas formas diferentes que nunca me lo había imaginado.
And she always says to me, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." But I say to her, "No, thank you, thank you, thank you. God knew I needed you, and God brought you into my life."
Cammy siempre me dice gracias, gracias, gracias. Pero en verdad, yo no le pido sus gracias, más bien gracias a ella, porque Dios sabía que la necesitaba.
And since that time, I think the Lord has just really given me confidence to develop some really neat relationships with the girls at school.
Y después, desde ese tiempo, yo creo que yo sentí un ser en mí de tener más conexiones con las chicas en la escuela.
As shown by this front row up here, which is pretty cool.
Podemos verlo en los asientos del frente.
That's it. Let's give them a hand.
Vamos a dar una prenda de palmas.
You can stand over there. Dar, come on over here. I'm going to give you a microphone here. This is Dar. I call her name is actually longer, and she has a twin sister. Is your twin sister here?
No.
She's not here today. And her mom, is your mom here?
Yes.
Yeah, where's she at?
Dar tiene una gemela.
Or yeah, she usually sits over here someplace.
Y su mamá
yep,
está
there
por
I
aquí.
See her. There she is. Yes, she's shy. But Dar, I got to know you and your twin sister back 5, 6, 8 years ago.
Yo tuve la oportunidad de poder conocer a la hermana Dar y a su gemela como 5 o 6 años.
And it was when Pastor Victor and Yolanda, where are you at?
Y era
there they
Pastor
are. Raise
Victor
their hands.
Y Yolanda yes. Estaban aquí.
They are back for a couple of months here from Costa Rica, so it is. They were here with us 18, 19 years and just a wonderful blessing to
our church. Los pastores estuvieron aquí con nosotros por 18 hasta 19 años y nada más están de visita de Costa Rica.
But that's when Dar started attending.
Pero fue cuando la hermana Dar empezó a congregarse.
And then, did you move away?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She moved away, but in that process, you also moved away from God.
Ella se movió, pero en el proceso ella también se alejó de Dios.
And I would see her at Walmart.
Y la miraba en el Walmart.
She works in the clothing section of Walmart.
Ella trabaja.
She usually has her
ropa,
glasses on.
Tiene sus lentes.
And so I would say hi to you one day.
Entonces yo le saludaba.
And I would say, you know, church, we even got a Cuban pastor.
Y le decía, vamos a la iglesia, hasta tenemos un pastor cubano.
And one day I came to our Hispanic service here recently.
Y un día vine aquí al servicio de los hispanos.
And I was so happy to see you here.
Y estaba muy feliz de verla.
Can you just share briefly the journey that God took you through and your way back?
¿Nos puede compartir un poco de lo que Dios ha hecho en su vida?
Bendiciones.
God bless everyone.
Just hold it up.
Yo soy gemela.
I am a twin.
Y les haré cuento rápido porque es un poco largo.
And I'll do a brief summary about it because it's a little bit long.
Pues mi mamá nos tuvo bien jóvenes.
My mom had us at a very young age.
Y cuando casi iba a cumplir los 7 meses.
And when I was about 7 months old.
Estaba limpiando.
She was cleaning.
Y se dio muy fuerte en su barriga contra el piso.
And she hit her stomach very hard onto the floor.
Entonces el pronóstico médico es que no íbamos a sobrevivir.
So the medical exam showed us that we were not going to survive.
Entonces mi abuela era cristiana.
So my grandma was a Christian.
Y ella le dijo a Dios.
And she told God.
Si tú la salvas.
If you save them.
A las dos.
Both twins.
Porque los médicos decían.
Because the doctors would say.
Que solo una.
That only one of the twins could survive.
Y ella le dijo, Señor.
And so then she told the Lord, sir.
Si tú salvas a las dos.
If you save both of them.
Ellas te van a servir.
They will serve you.
Y en ese tiempo.
And at that time.
Las primeras incubadoras en Cuba.
The first NICUs in Cuba.
Las utilizamos nosotros.
We utilized those.
Fueron pastores, misioneros,
they
evangelistas.
They were missionaries, pastors, and.
Ahora pues nosotros.
And they went to pray for us.
Y Dios hizo un milagro.
And God did a miracle.
Nacimos a los 7 meses.
We were born at 9 months complete.
Luego, mi abuela era cristiana.
After that, my grandma was still a Christian.
Servimos a Dios desde pequeña.
And we started serving the Lord since we were little.
Fuimos líderes de ancianos.
We were leaders for older people.
Maestras de niños.
We were service teachers.
Servíamos en la alabanza.
We would serve in the worship team.
En muchos ministerios.
And a lot of ministries.
Y pues mi vida era totalmente consagrada a Dios.
And my full life was just full of God.
Y llegó una etapa.
And I got into this era.
Que tenía que tomar una decisión.
Where I had to take a decision.
De casarme.
To get married.
Y pues me fijé en alguien.
So I put my eyes upon to someone.
Que iba a la iglesia.
Who would go to church.
Pero no era cristiano.
But he wasn't a Christian.
Luego tomé esa mala decisión.
After that I took a bad decision.
Y no escuché a mis padres.
And I would not listen to my parents.
Y esto toma and de que tenemos que escuchar a nuestros padres.
This is also a thing that where we have to put in count, where we have to obey our parents.
Porque ellos están puestos por Dios.
Because they are put by God.
Y a raíz de esta mala decisión,
and through this bad decision of mine,
esta persona no era cristiana.
This person was not a Christian.
Íbamos a la iglesia.
We would go to church.
Pero no estábamos bien.
But we weren't good.
Luego regresamos aquí a los Estados Unidos.
After that, we returned back to the United States.
Y yo seguí yendo a la iglesia.
And I kept on going to church.
Pero ya no era igual como en Cuba.
But it wasn't the same as it was in Cuba.
Venía.
I would come.
Pero no era como allá que servía en ministerio, Dios trataba con mi vida. Era como una religión. Venía, pero...
But it wasn't the same. I would worship more over there in Cuba rather than here. I saw that there wasn't a lot of support here.
Y a raíz de que esta persona no era cristiana.
And through this person that wasn't a Christian.
Estuvimos 8 años casados.
We were married for 8 years.
Y aguanté muchas cosas porque tenía un hijo.
And I held on to a lot of things because I had a child with him.
Y en una ocasión yo sentí como que le revisara el teléfono.
And one occasion I felt a need to check his phone.
En ocho años yo nunca lo había hecho.
In 8 years I had never done that.
Y esta persona me engañó.
And this person cheated on me.
Entonces me alejé de Dios.
So then I started parting my ways from God.
Porque yo quería un matrimonio para toda la vida.
Because I wanted a marriage for my whole life.
Me enojé mucho con Dios.
I got very angry with God.
Y no quise saber más nada de Dios.
And I didn't want to know anything about God.
Y siempre Dios ponía personas a hablarme de él.
And God would always put people in front of me to tell me about him.
Pero en el mundo nunca hice vicios.
But in this world that we live in, I never became an addict on anything.
Solamente no iba a la iglesia.
I just didn't go to church.
Y en el camino,
and on the way,
muchas personas hablaban de mí sobre Dios.
There was a lot of people who would talk to me about God.
Mi mamá oraba por mí.
My mom would pray for me.
Ungía mi ropa.
She would pray over my things.
Mis zapatos.
My shoes.
Mi cama.
My bed.
Y me ungía con aceite.
And she would cover me with the holy oil.
Me decía, ven, vamos a echarte aceite.
And she said, here, let's come pray for you.
Y yo no le hacía caso.
And I wouldn't just pay attention at all.
Para que vean que la oración de una madre es poderosa.
Here you guys see that a prayer of a mother means a lot.
Ella no se cansaba de orar por mí.
She would never get tired of praying for me.
Incluso de madrugada oraba por mí.
She would even wake up very early in the morning just to pray for me.
Yo estaba muy rebelde.
I was a very rebellious person.
Y como en Cuba estaba en una bolita de cristal, iglesia, casa, iglesia.
And then in Cuba, my life was church, home, church, home.
Quise conocer más aquí.
I wanted to learn more here.
Pero nunca tuve vicios.
But I didn't ever have an addiction to anything.
Pero sí sentía que Dios me estaba llamando.
But I did feel like God was calling me.
En el silencio de anoche sentía que Dios trataba conmigo.
And here in church I felt that God was trying to do something with me.
Incluso Patty.
Even Sister Patty.
Siempre me invitaba a la iglesia.
She would always invite me to church.
Los pastores de Costa Rica cuando estaban también.
The pastors from Costa Rica when they were here, they would always invite me to church.
Incluso el pastor todo el tiempo no se cansaba.
Even the pastors would never get tired of inviting me to come to church.
Una vez me dijo, Dar, te estaba buscando por toda la tienda.
One time he told me, Dar, I've been looking for you for the whole store.
Porque te tengo esta invitación.
Because I have this invitation for you.
Para que vengas a la iglesia.
So you can come to church.
Hay unos pastores cubanos.
There was
friendly.
Also.
It was friendly.
Era un viernes,
sí.
Y los pastores la invitaron.
Todo el tiempo, muchas personas se cansaban de hablarme de Dios porque no hacía caso.
Everybody would get tired of talking to me about God because I would just not pay attention.
Pero el pastor nunca se cansó.
But the pastors never got tired of it.
Y a veces nosotros nos apartamos y hay pastores que no nos miran.
And And sometimes we do apart from things from God, and we just think, oh, they're never going to notice or look at me.
Pero él siempre me trató con mucho amor.
But in reality, they always treat you with love.
Yo veía a Dios a través de él.
I would see God upon them.
Y esos fueron como unos motivos para yo volver a casa.
And those were my reasons to come back.
Y cuando regresé,
and when I came back,
venía un día,
there was this one day,
otro día,
another day,
hasta
until
que Dios trataba conmigo.
God started working on me.
Porque yo reconozco que yo fui sellada.
Because I recognized that I was blinded.
Con su sello, con su presencia.
With his presence and everything.
Y yo sé que tiene planes conmigo.
And I know he has plans for me.
Y entonces tomé la decisión.
So then I took the decision.
De reconciliarme con Dios.
To give my life back to God.
Y es la mejor decisión que tomé.
And it's the best decision I've made.
Y ese es mi testimonio.
And that's my testimony.
Well, I want to say thank you to everybody here because
le quiero dar las gracias a todos los que están aquí presentes.
Every person here has given me something special in my life.
Cada una de estas personas que están en este lugar me han dado una razón por la continuar.
I want to thank God because sometimes we go through a difficult time.
Le quiero dar las gracias a Dios porque a veces vamos en unos tiempos difíciles.
And sometimes we forget and we think that we are alone.
Y a veces se nos olvida y pensamos que solamente estamos solos.
And that's not true.
Pero eso no es cierto.
Sometimes it's really hard just get up of the bed.
A veces es difícil hasta de levantarse de la cama.
And we have many problems.
Y tenemos muchos problemas.
But even sometimes I think like I don't deserve the love of God.
Y a veces nos decimos no me merezco el amor de Dios.
But that is not about that.
Pero no es sobre Dios.
He loves us.
Él nos ama.
And doesn't matter if we think like we are alone.
Y no importa si nosotros pensamos que estamos solos.
He is always with us.
Él siempre está con nosotros.
So I hope that everybody here always remember that God loves every person in this place.
Entonces quiero darles este recordatorio a todos que sepan que Dios siempre está ahí con ustedes.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Pastor Luis, will you join me? We're going to read Romans 6, 1 through 14. You can follow in your copy of God's Word. Or
vamos a leer en Romanos 6, 1 al 14.
And let's read that together. Today, I hope that through the testimonies,
espero que a través de los testimonios
and through the scripture and worship,
y por la palabra y las alabanzas,
that you draw closer to God,
que ustedes se sientan más cercanos a Dios.
No matter where you are at,
no importando dónde ustedes estén,
that you experience more of his presence,
que ustedes experiencen más de su presencia,
and his Holy Spirit,
y su Espíritu Santo.
Romans 6, 1 through 14.
Romanos 6, 1 al 14.
What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
¿Qué pues diremos? ¿Perseveremos en el pecado para que la gracia abunde?
By no means. We are those who have died to sin, so that how can we live in it any longer?
En ninguna manera. Porque lo que hemos muerto al pecado, ¿cómo viviremos aún en él?
Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
¿O no sabéis que todo lo que hemos sido bautizados en Cristo Jesús, hemos sido bautizados en su muerte?
We are therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
Porque somos sepultados juntamente con él para muerte.
Did you get it all? Right there. Yep.
por el bautismo, a fin de que como Cristo renunció de los muertos por la gloria del Padre, así también nosotros andemos en vida nueva.
Verse 5, for if we've been united with him in death like this, his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his.
Porque si fuimos plantados juntamente con él en la semejanza de su muerte, así también lo seremos en la de su resurrección.
For we know that the old self was crucified with him so that our body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
Sabiendo esto, que nuestro viejo hombre fue crucificado juntamente con él para que el cuerpo del pecado sea destruido, a fin de que no sirvamos más al pecado.
Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin.
Porque el que ha muerto ha sido justificado del pecado.
Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we also live with him.
Y si morimos con Cristo, creemos que también viviremos con él.
For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him.
Sabiendo que Cristo, habiendo resucitado de los muertos, ya no muere. La muerte no se enseñorea más de él.
The death he died to sin once and for all, but the life he lives to God.
Porque en cuanto murió al pecado, murió una vez por todas, mas en cuanto vive, para Dios vive.
In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
Así también vosotros consideraos muertos al pecado, pero vivos para Dios, en Cristo Jesús, Señor nuestro.
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you do obey its evil desires.
No reine pues el pecado en vuestro cuerpo mortal, de modo que lo obedezcáis en su concupiscencia.
Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness.
Ni tampoco presentéis vuestros miembros al pecado como instrumento de iniquidad, sino que presentaos vuestros miembros a Dios como vivos de entre los muertos y vuestros miembros a Dios como instrumentos de justicia.
For sin will no longer be your master because you are not under the law but under grace.
Porque el pecado no se enseñaría de nosotros, pues no estáis bajo la ley, sino bajo la gracia.
Amen. Amen. And that's what baptism is going to symbolize for us here today. Amen.
Y eso es lo que se va a significar para nosotros hoy, el bautismo.
And so before the baptisms, we have a human video drama.
Antes de empezar los bautizos, tenemos un drama
that illustrates sometimes the path that a lot of us go down and the temptation that is there.
Que enseña todas las tentaciones y todo el camino de lo que nosotros a veces podemos atravesar.
So let God speak to your heart.
Entonces esperemos que Dios hable a sus corazones.
Amen.
Amen.
There it is. Yep. So Amy, we're going to have you come first.
So Amy va a ir primero.
And we'll have you share your story with Amy, and I'm going to get in the tank.
Va a compartir su historia con la pastora Amy.
Okay, this is Amy, and we're really excited.
Okay, I started coming to the church here in February.
Yo empecé a venir a esta iglesia en febrero.
I really enjoy it here, and I have learned a lot.
Lo he disfrutado mucho y he aprendido mucho.
I have also been going to Bible study.
También he empezado a ir a los estudios bíblicos.
I have decided to get baptized to commit myself to God.
Me he decidido cometer a Dios y bautizarme para darle todo a Dios.
All right, so we're pretty excited.
Estamos muy emocionados por Amy.
God has been doing some good things in your life, hasn't he?
Dios ha hecho cosas maravillosas en su vida, ¿verdad?
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to share? Okay, I'll take your towel.
Amy, upon your confession, the profession of Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Natalie.
So I started going to church about 2 years ago.
Yo empecé a venir a la iglesia hace 2 años.
And as I was going through a rough time in my life,
y cuando yo estaba en mis momentos tan difíciles de mi vida,
I fell away from God.
Yo me aparté de Dios.
I stopped going to church.
Dejé de ir a la iglesia.
But my life didn't get any better.
Pero mi vida no mejoró.
A few months ago,
hace unos meses,
I started coming back again.
Empecé a regresar a la iglesia.
And my relationship only grew stronger with him.
Y mi relación con Dios solamente aumentó.
I started talking to great people who helped me in my journey.
He estado hablando con personas que me han ayudado mucho.
And now my life is just so much better with Christ.
Y ahora mi vida es mucho más mejor con Cristo.
I now know that even if I do go through those hard times again,
ahora yo ya sé que si voy por esos momentos difíciles otra vez,
I have Christ to fall back on.
Que tengo a Cristo a donde ir a caer. Yo empecé a venir a la iglesia hace 2 años.
I also joined the Korean Church Youth Group, Oasis.
También me entré al equipo de los jóvenes en la iglesia de Berean.
And I went to Maranatha Bible Camp.
Y de ahí fui al campamento de Maranatha.
And there I got much closer with God.
Y ahí me acerqué mucho más con Dios.
Which eventually led to my decision.
Y después eso aumentó a mi decisión a bautizarme con Dios. Hoy me estoy bautizando.
Because I want to publicly show my faith.
Porque yo quiero enseñarle a todo el público sobre mi fe.
I want to help spread the gospel.
Quiero ayudar a compartir las maravillas de Dios.
To those who are in trouble and have no idea who God is.
Para los que no saben quién es Dios y para los que están pasando por momentos de dificultades.
Jesus is important in my life because he shows us all this love.
Jesús es muy importante en mi vida porque Él nos enseña el amor.
And died on the cross to save us from our sins.
Y también nos salva de nuestros pecados.
I've started reading the Bible often.
He empezado a leer mucho la Biblia.
I have stopped relying on my friends.
He estado parado de juntarme con alguno de mis compañeros.
for every situation I have and started relying on God.
Para todas las situaciones que yo voy a tener, los confío en Dios.
Whenever I'm having a hard time,
cuando sea que esté pasando por dificultades,
I always remind myself that I have to trust God's plans.
Siempre me recuerdo a mí misma que debo de ir con los planes de Dios.
And that it will get better.
Y que todo va a mejorar.
In the past year, my relationship with God,
en el último año, mi relación con Dios,
has gone from not wanting to go to church,
has empezado desde no querer ir a la iglesia,
and not wanting to read the Bible,
y no querer leer la Biblia,
to wanting to go to church every day,
a querer ir a la iglesia todos los días,
and running, wanting to read the Bible every hour,
y querer leer la Biblia cada hora. Give thanks to God
por todo lo bueno que ha hecho en nuestras vidas,
for all the goodness that He's done in our lives.
Por permitirme siempre los buenos momentos y sacarme de todos los problemas.
And for allowing me to get out of my difficult times.
Y quiero entregarle mi vida entera.
And I want to give Him my whole life.
Y servirle por el resto de mi vida.
And serve Him for the rest of my life.
Hoy quiero bautizarme.
I want to baptize myself today.
Para cumplir con uno de sus mandamientos.
To accomplish everything that I want.
Y siempre serle fiel.
And to always be faithful to Him.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Primero que todo, gracias a Dios por estar aquí.
First and foremost, I want to thank God for giving me the privilege to be here.
Para cumplir uno de sus mandamientos.
So I could accomplish one of His amendments.
Para seguir sus caminos.
So I could keep following His path.
Lo acepto en mi corazón.
I accept Him in my heart and I believe.
Y estoy aquí para bautizarme.
And I am here to get baptized.
Y entrar a las aguas y salir renacido en una nueva vida en Cristo.
And enter in those waters and be reborn again.
Amen.
Amen. We'll pray.
Amado Señor, te damos gracias.
Beloved Lord, we give you thanks.
Gracias por este privilegio de poder disfrutar.
Thank you for giving me the privilege to enjoy
de tu presencia,
of your presence,
de tu compañerismo,
of your.
Gracias.
Thank you
por la bendición que diste a mis hermanos y hermanas.
For the decision that you've given to my brothers and sisters.
De poder pasar por las aguas del bautismo.
To be reborn in those waters.
Bendecimos, Señor.
We bless the Lord.
Todo cuanto se ha hecho.
Everything that is being done.
Y Señor, nos despedimos en tu nombre.
And we say goodbye in your name.
Dándote gracias.
Giving thanks.
Una vez más por permitirnos estar aquí.
One more time to having us here today.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody stand with us and we're going to sing that first song again just as a song of victory. And God is so good, right? Amen. God is so good. And we learned that the translation on this song isn't exactly perfect. It's in English, we're singing, "You are good." In Spanish, we're singing, "You are faithful." But both of those are awesome. So let's sing that this morning.
Tu misericordia eterna, Señor, eres fiel y tu misericordia eterna. Gente de toda lengua y nación, de generación a generación, te adoramos. Oh, aleluya, aleluya, te adoramos hoy. Eres
clapping going, everybody. We can do it.
Vamos todos con tus palmas.
Forever.
We have potluck today. We have a lot of food. I brought a ton of food, and there's only two people in my house. So if you did not bring food, we still invite you to stay and eat with us, meet some new friends, enjoy the food, worship God, be around other Christians. Amen. You are dismissed, but we hope you stick around.